Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Even talk show hosts can upset listeners, even though they are on both sides of an issue. That's the headline. David James comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David and I have a weekly conversation focused on an issue that may well be confronting the body of Christ, and also a couple of emails about last week's program coming in from some of our listeners. I thought that it would probably be good for us to respond to some listeners' emails that we received concerning last week's program. And actually, that was something of a mixed bag.
Well, I'm not surprised with the different reactions, Jimmy, and we sort of took fire from both sides. But when dealing with a controversial issue, that usually means you're probably about where you need to be in terms of balance. One of the big questions was exactly who was involved with the breach of the Capitol on January 6th. Was it just regular Trump supporters, or did it also include extremists connected with QAnon and white nationalists, or did it also include Antifa infiltrators? And beyond that, were there special ops and Secret Service, or those from other government agencies who were also embedded, as some were reporting? One listener said that he had heard eyewitnesses saying Antifa was involved, and you and I have heard those reports as well. Another listener said that Trump is evil incarnate, and that those who stormed the Capitol were far-right Trump cultists, with many who hate Jews and deny the Holocaust. And, of course, we've been seeing those reports, too. And then there was another listener who took us to task for presenting both sides and not taking a firm position one way or the other. So, Jimmy, you know, everybody who listens to us knows that we're conservatives theologically and politically and socially, but our allegiance is not to a political party or to politicians. It's to the Lord, His Word, the truth. And until we're fairly certain of what that truth is, we'll continue to present both sides as best we can.
David James discussing how we as talk show hosts can upset our listeners who may be on both sides of an issue. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. This broadcast is for the purpose of looking at current events in light of biblical prophecy. We report the news and then give you our prophetic perspective. This prophetic perspective is based on the prophetic passages of God's Word. These passages are absolute, and the prophetic scenario that is found in the Bible that will be fulfilled. God, in His own way, will use the political events and political leaders in this world to accomplish His will. As Christians, we may not like God's plan. However, we must trust His way. It is absolute. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...